The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Saoirse Ronan made a bit of a muppet of herself by getting involved in the Saturday Night Live sketch. This is really unfortunate for Saoirse Ronan, who is a really nice person anytime I've dealt with her, met her. Let's hear a little bit about her sketch on Saturday Night explaining how she pronounces her name.
It is so great to be here, hosting the St. Patrick's Day episode of Saturday Night Live. Just a few months early. Yes, I am very Irish, and I have an extremely Irish name. Some would say too Irish. It's Saoirse. It means freedom. But I've got a little problem. You see, it's spelled wrong. It's a full typo. S-A-O-I-R-S-E. You can see why people have a hard time. You know, if it were a Wheel of Fortune puzzle, you couldn't afford it. There's too many vowels. God bless them, no one has been able to pronounce my name, like, not even close.
Hey, Saoirse. Have a great show.
Thanks, Leslie, but it's actually Saoirse.
Sushi?
No, it's Saoirse, like inertia.
Oh, I got a cousin named Inertia.
Yeah, so you see what I mean. So, here's an easy tune I made up as a little girl to help pronounce it. It's Saoirse with an er, not Saoirse with an or, cause Saoirse with an or goes or not er. It's sh instead of s, instead of e, simple as can be, see Saoirse.
Is that Sesame Street or Saturday Night
Sounds
Live?
Like it,
on. Brian Lloyd is with us and Roe McDermott. Brian Lloyd from entertainment.ie, Roe McDermott from Hot Press. Saoirse Ronan is an extremely talented actress who is well known in the United States for how many years now?
Over 10. I mean, she got her first Oscar nomination when she was 13 for Atonement, and then was nominated when she was 21 for Brooklyn, and in the meantime has done films like Hannah, which was huge, and, you know, kind of a really good indie little thriller. You know, she's done incredible stuff. She is well known. So I don't understand why she's still explaining how to do her name. And this thing I've interviewed, I think Brian has interviewed Saoirse Ronan, she is the epitome of professionalism. She really is. And for such a young woman who entered the industry at such a young age, so together. But I think this is one of those examples where her desire to be amiable and professional is actually getting in her own way, because she's not putting down boundaries and saying, do you know what, I've literally claimed my name in every single interview. And she has. I checked. She's explained it on the Colbert Report. She's explained it on Ellen. She's explained it on James Corden. She's explained it for Elle magazine and Pop Sugar and literally every interview she does.
So why, Brian, does she indulge Saturday Night Live?
Well, it's probably because it's a comedy show, and I noticed you didn't play a clip from the Aer Lingus
sketch. Oh, we are going to do that.
Are we? Oh, God. Yeah, right.
That's coming next.
Yeah, well, like, I mean, I suppose maybe it's the idea of kind of indulging, you know, broad stereotypes, and the fact that, yeah, her name is a little bit weird for Americans and they don't understand it and what have you. So I'd say it's a case of being, I suppose, a hospitable guest on the show, that she was guest hosting it. So she is trying to, I guess you could say, be guided by comedy writers and what they think is funny and what works for them.
Yeah, and what about the Saturday Night Live comedy writers? Because let's hear a little bit of the sketch in which she participated. It was about 4 minutes long, but we're giving you 45 seconds of the Aer Lingus sketch.
How long do you reckon we'll be on the runway? What's the delay then?
I heard it was a dog.
Oh, here's the lady with the orange sticks now. Maybe she has more information.
Right. Folks, we've got a dog on the runway. It's got sad eyes. The soul of Oscar Wilde, so we're going to have to wait. We're going to let the dog choose when he's ready to move. It's his will, it's his story, not ours. Do you understand?
Good, then, right.
Let's do our safety presentation. Do all of yous have your pamphlets? If so, just pull them out now.
Okay, number one, mind your children, please.
Yes, they need to be underneath your seat at all times.
And toddlers need to be stowed neatly in the overhead for the entirety of the flight.
We didn't get the potatoes there, did we?
No, you didn't get the potatoes bit. Or there was another bit about the dog having the soul of Oscar Wilde and stuff like this. So it's just, I mean, it's really broad American stereotypes of Ireland.
How does that pass muster for comedy sketch writers in the United States?
Well, first of all, SNL has been dodgy for many a year now, and their standard of comedy has been quite dodgy. I think it's interesting, though, because I think you absolutely would not get away with doing these stereotypes about, say, for example, Mexican people or different cultures. And I think there's something about Americans, because so many people claim to be American, and I live there, they're not. Everyone has a claim to being Irish, which is usually nonsense. And also there are so many Irish Americans, but But then people use their tenuous links to Ireland as an excuse to get very drunk on Patrick's Day, which they call Patty's Day. And so I think there's a sense of ownership and a sense of you're allowed to be slightly condescending to the Irish, and they won't take you up on it, and they won't respect that culture in the same way that they would respect other cultures. And I think it feeds into this idea of the name as well, because if you look at, I was thinking of Quvenzhané Wallace a few years ago, who was starring Beasts of the Southern Wild and was nominated for an Oscar. She did one video on YouTube explaining how to do her name and pronounce it correctly. And ever since then, if anyone gets her name wrong, they are lambasted. Like, professional interviewers who get her name wrong are really lambasted, because it's seen as being really culturally inappropriate and lazy to not learn her name. There was Uzo Aduba, who stars in Orange is the New Black. So she's Nigerian-American. Her name is Uzomaka. And she has this beautiful talk about, you know, wanting to change her name to Zoe as a young kid, and her mother turning around to her and saying, absolutely not. If they can learn to say Tchaikovsky, Michelangelo and Dostoevsky, they can learn to say Uzomaka. And I think that's beautiful. And everyone respected her so much for that talk. But it's because they want to be sensitive to people of colour, whereas condescending to Irish people is still completely allowed.
Well, there's an element as well, I think, of the fact that, like, you know, Irish people, we just kind of take it on the chin and take it in the spirit that it's intended. And so far as, you know, look, I know we're, it's absolutely right to talk about, you know, people of colour and representation or whatever, but I mean, there are, for Irish people, I mean, we're doing all right, you know, that sort of way. Like, we do okay. Yeah, we do okay in the grand scheme of things. So if people want to make jokes, or, you know, like, even in, like, The Simpsons or Family Guy or any of these ones that they make these really dumb jokes about Irish being alcoholic and stuff like that, nobody cares, because we know that it's a stereotype.
But listener says, get over yourselves. We laugh at every racial stereotype. It's a comedy show.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it's a comedy show, nobody cares. It's intended to be funny.
Yeah, but it should be funny to me.
Oh, it should be funny in the first place. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, oh, sorry, yeah, of course.
Just because Melissa McCarthy did a good Sean Spicer and Alec Baldwin occasionally does a good Donald Trump, it doesn't mean Saturday Night Live is funny, does it?
No, God, no. That's my point as well. I would bet you any money we would not be having this conversation if that Aer Lingus sketch was actually good, and it wasn't. That's what I'm saying. If it was actually a good sketch and actually funny, nobody would care. More people more cared about the fact that it was a bad sketch and it happened to include Irish people in it, rather than it being a kind of negative representation of Irish people. I mean, nobody would look at that and think, oh yeah, Irish people and Aer Lingus are really like that. Nobody thinks that Aer Lingus are going to stop a plane because there's a dog out in front of the plane. Like,
well,
maybe they
I'm not entirely sure about that, because I think there's so much, Americans base so much in these stereotypes, and I got it a lot when I was living in the States. And even I saw Stephen Colbert interviewed Cillian Murphy for Dunkirk.
He wouldn't take any crap over it. Yeah, I remember.
And first of all, Stephen Colbert was like, I'm 100% Irish. And Cillian Murphy was just sitting there going, are you? Yeah. And he's not 100% Irish. His grandparents have a link to the country, but that's not the same thing. And Stephen Colbert, who was incredibly intelligent, was kind of going, oh, like, I heard you were in a band. Was it singing ballads down the pub? And Cillian Murphy was like, no, it was a rock band. And then he, like, literally made mention of leprechauns and Lucky Charms in the interview. And you're going, this is one of the most intelligent men in the country. Like, Stephen Colbert, he's known as one of the most intelligent late night hosts. And even he's playing to these stereotypes. Mm. So I think they don't want to be challenged often.
Rob McDermott, Brian Lloyd, as ever, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.